During a normal White House press briefing, fewer than 20,000 people will watch on YouTube. But this Tuesday, more than 300,000 tuned in, not to watch the White House press secretary or President Joe Biden, who was not even there, but to see a popular South Korean boy band called BTS. Karine Jean-Pierre is White House press secretary.
So today, on the final day of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, I'm excited to welcome some special guests to the briefing room today, pop phenoms BTS.
As hate violence against Asians has spiked over the last year or so, the group BTS has spoken out on the issue. In a Twitter statement, they recalled their own experiences with anti-Asian discrimination, saying, "We stand against racial discrimination, we condemn violence, you, I, and we all have the right to be respected, we will stand together." At the White House, the group's leader, known as RM, spoke in English.
Hi, we're BTS, and it is a great honor to be invited to the White House today to discuss the important issues of anti-Asian hate crimes, Asian inclusion, and diversity.
The other six members spoke in Korean, followed by an interpreter.
Jimmy said, "We were devastated by the recent surge of hate crimes, including Asian American hate crimes. To put a stop on this and support the cause, we'd like to take this opportunity to voice ourselves once again." Jae-wook said, "We are here today thanks to our army, our fans worldwide, who have different nationalities and cultures and use different languages. We are truly and always grateful." Suga said, "It's not wrong to be different. I think equality begins when we open up and embrace all of our differences." B said, "Everyone has their own history. We hope today is one step forward to respecting and understanding each and every one as a valuable person."
BTS is the most popular band in a musical genre known as K-pop, short for Korean popular music. It's a globally popular form that has become a source of national pride and income for South Korea, and even a source of geopolitical soft power. That's something then-President Barack Obama acknowledged during a visit of South Korea's president in 2013.
And of course, the world people are being swept up by Korean culture, the Korean wave. As I mentioned to President Park, my daughters have taught me a pretty good Gangnam style.
Most K-pop bands are not politically active, focusing instead on cultivating pop idols. But BTS often includes politically or socially aware lyrics in its songs. Generally, that means youth issues like mental health, bullying, and suicide. But not always. In 2017, group leader RM joined Nigerian-American rapper Wale in a song called Change. In 2020, BTS donated $1 million to the Black Lives Matter movement, and their active fans, known as the ARMY, donated a matching $1 million. That fan army, along with other K-pop fans, were widely credited for organizing to depress the turnout at a Trump rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, leading conservative congressional candidate K.W. Miller to dub BTS big-time socialists. But at the White House press room, BTS was greeted with excitement. After their appearance, the next speaker on the agenda was Brian Deese, director of the White House National Economic Council.
So I get to go home and tell my kids that BTS opened for me.
By that point, about 200,000 people watching online had turned off the White House press briefing. BTS had left to attend their closed-door meeting with President Biden. The president issued a proclamation declaring June National Immigrant Heritage Month. And as for the work of fighting racial hatred and discrimination, that will be a long struggle. And as the musicians say, reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.